You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's the latest on the crew?
Deep in the air, left field, way back there, and that is out of here.
Let's find out now as Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports joins Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Just got a push notification on my phone from the NFL. The NFL has passed the idea of letting their players play in the Olympics in flag football. I'm shaking my head to all of this, but we'll get into that in the 4 o'clock hour. Joining us now, he is Andrew Wagner, as we broadcast live from the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Mr. Wagner, how are you?
Flag football is in the Olympics since when?
I think it's going to be for the first time, 2028, the Olympic Games in Los Angeles.
LA, okay.
It is going to be men and women's flag football. Six men's teams, six women's teams, composed of 10 players per team. The game itself, a five-on-five format.
Yeah, you'd think with some of the headlines over the last couple of years, the NBA could probably have some guys entering the biathlon and shooting competitions. I mean, had enough dudes that got busted for it. Maybe try that first before putting people in flag football.
Wow. Charlie said you were in a good mood. Are you in a good mood? Are you okay? You good?
No, I'm sick. This weather's killing the sinuses, man.
Oh.
But thank you, George Petak.
Yes. George Petak.
When am I ever? Is that,
you
way,
sounded
is that
happy.
Like What kind of mood is Wagner in before he comes on?
No, he randomly just told me. He
no
put
Sparky
you on hold, and Charlie's like, hey, he's in a good mood today.
Today I just said it because usually Sparky asks.
Yes, and today Charlie's like, hey, why is it a really good mood? I'm like, really, why? He's like, I don't know, it seems happy. I was like, okay, sounds good. And then you come on the air, I'm like, he doesn't seem like he's in a good mood today to me, but if whatever works.
I am stoic, I am consistent, I am a constant gray cloud of doom and gloom wherever I go.
That's okay, though. I'm still a fan. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. All right, so Carlos Rodriguez, according to your cohort over there, Kurt Hoag of the Journal Sentinel, it sounds like he may end up getting a start in Pittsburgh. Now, he is on the 40-man rotation. He has a sub-2 ERA. In the 9 starts that he's made so far at Nashville. We saw Carlos Rodriguez a little bit last year. Your thoughts on that being the move, the next move, because it appears he'll be taking Tobias Meyer's spot in the rotation.
Yeah, and I know what everyone is clamoring for, and again, it's not about service time manipulation. It's about who do you plunk off the roster, who do you get rid of and risk losing to another team to make the 40-man move for Miz. Miz is going to be up here at some point. Right now, the roster mechanics, and let's be honest, the numbers show that Carlos Rodriguez is deserving of a chance to show what he can do. He's on the 40-man. It's not going to require anything major or risk losing anyone. It gives Mizrowski a chance to continue building up a track record. And he's kind of earned it. Rodriguez wasn't very impressive in his short stint up here last year. But he seems to have found something this year, and his numbers have been consistent from the get-go, from the start of Nashville season. So it's worth taking a look.
You know, this is the other thing with Mizrowski not being on the 40-man roster, and you and I have talked about this previously. This man has a sub-1.5 ERA at this point. And not only does he have a sub-5 ERA at this point, but he is doing everything you could possibly want him to do in the International League, which is AAA Nashville, where they play. And I got this sent to me from MLB.com. Mizrowski ranks second in the International League in ERA 1.46, innings pitch, strikeouts, opponent average, whip, which is walks plus hits divided by innings pitched. All of that, he is second in AAA right now. I don't know what else the man can have to do in order to get himself onto the 40-man roster.
He's going to have to keep doing it. I mean, that's just the way it goes sometimes.
But Pagero can suck, and we go through this over and over again.
Well,
Albert Rodriguez can
suck,
and we can go through this over and over again. See, this is where I get frustrated. You've got a number of pitchers that stink and have stunk for a while now, and we keep giving them 5 million chances. This dude is dealing down there. He is your future, but you don't want to take one of these guys off the 40-man roster to do it. Ridiculous.
That is the way the cookie crumbles sometimes, Sparky. No one's got to like it, but that's just the way the business works.
Suck at your job, and you get to do it over and over again. I mean, it's good. Yeah. It's a good standard to have as a Brewers organization, to continue to let these guys be horrible and keep their jobs. And speaking of horrible, let's talk about Yelich and Churio. Those two guys batting back-to-back in the lineup. I would love to know the logic on that one. Now, you can tell me that, well, I don't believe in protection. Okay. Let me say this. If I had Ryan Braun, cheating Ryan Braun before he got caught, cheating Ryan Braun behind one of these guys, I promise you they're going to see better pitches than one of these two guys hitting behind the other. If I had Prince Fielder hitting behind Yelich or Churio, they're going to see better pitches than having one of the other two hitting behind them at this point. You have two guys that are not good at this moment in time. Not saying they can't get better. Not saying they can't have good years still. But as of right now, they're brutal. I love Contreras at 2. Big fan. Terang at 1. Tommy brought this up the other day on the leadoff show, which is Hoskins is as hot as he was, and he never got put up into a position to be an RBI guy because he continued to run out bad hitters night in and night out to try and force the issue. I don't understand why you would have two of the worst hitters in your lineup back-to-back in a lineup at this point.
I mean, there's some head-scratching.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Joe, but at the same time, the fact that these guys still have the ability to do some serious damage if a pitcher isn't spot on, I mean, the threat threat alone sometimes is enough to warrant the spot. Not saying it's right or wrong, but I can see that logic when you're putting things together.
The other part about this, Andrew Wagner, when we talk about this Brewers team and where we're at right now, is they need to obviously figure this out to get themselves going offensively. And we know Contreras is doing his thing. We know Terang is doing his thing, which is great because they were the two large reasons why this team scored runs. But when you look at these next upcoming games, tonight and tomorrow against Baltimore, and then four against Pittsburgh. I know it's in Pittsburgh. I know they have to face Skeens. But this kind of can be a turning point a little bit as far as turning momentum back in their favor, I feel like, right now. You know, you win five of the next seven, four of the next six, something like that. All of a sudden, you're a couple games over 500, and you're feeling good about yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a chance to turn things around, but I don't think, and Tommy and I talked about this last night, you know, I don't think they can look at it like that. I don't think they're in a position to look at it like that. I think they have to keep everything on a very micro basis and just focus on the game at hand, because once you start thinking, all right, well, we should take 5 of 7 out of this, well, that's when you find yourself in a pretty big hole in game one and struggling to get out of it. They're just not in a position where they can look at this giant chunk and say, this could be a turning point if everything goes right. I think they have to look at it as, this could be a turning point if we go out there and play the game the right way and play our game tonight and take this first game, worry about tomorrow. And they did a good job of that yesterday.
You sound like a baseball manager, Wags. You cover this team so much, but now you know managers speak. But that was good.
But think about it. But you can't look. Can this team afford to look that far down the road? I mean,
not at all. No, I'm not asking them to look that far down the road.
They've got to focus on what's in front of them, because they don't have the firepower right now to say, oh, well, we should take this chunk. So,
but no, I'm saying from a perspective of gaining momentum, right? They, in order to gain momentum, they've got to put together a stretch where they win 7 of 10. Oh, they win,
yeah,
8 of 10.
No doubt. Like this, yeah.
Because if it goes the other way, if they go like 3 and 7 in the next 10, and all of a sudden they're 6 games under 500 headed into June, I mean, that could be the complete game changer as far as how the rest of the season goes at that point, because then you're playing Philly at that point.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. From that point of view, absolutely. The only thing I was just trying to say is they can't. So that's, for fans to look at it that way, absolutely makes sense. But these guys are not good enough right now to say, oh, well, you know, we should take 5 of 7 out of them.
Sure, it's I agree.
It's not where they're at. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, this kind of could be a make-or-break type stretch for them, because you don't win the division in April and May, but you can sure as hell lose it at this point in the season. And the further they get into the hole, the harder it is going to get out. Now, I've said repeatedly, and I stand by this, I still think this team has the ability and talent to go on some sort of late season heater like they did in 2018, like we've seen other teams do the last couple of years. I think the ability and talent is there. But if the hole becomes too big too early, it becomes an impossible task.
I mean, right now, Durbin's playing third base. He's hitting .174. They're running Isaac Collins out there. He's hitting .236. Joey Ortiz is hitting .170. Yelich, .194. Churio, .236. My God, Monasterio hasn't got a hit yet. I mean, that is absolutely brutal offensively. Now, having said all of that, Zastrozinny coming in and as an opener for Priester. Priester looked pretty good for the first 4 or 5 innings that he got in there, and then he got himself in some trouble and gave up a home run. But overall, Priester looked good to that last inning.
Well, that home run was the first thing that he gave up. And both Jack and I were a little curious that they didn't leave Rob Z out there for another couple of batters to get through the next two lefties. But yeah, Priester came in there and settled down pretty good. And he was really efficient. I think he only used what was it, 71, 73 pitches to get, oh, was it 66? It was that low?
Yep.
So yeah, to get through 5 1/3 at that, I mean, that's helpful. That's encouraging progress. Is it enough to make anyone change their minds on him? Probably not, but it's at least a step in the right direction.
The thing that just boggles my mind, I was listening in the car yesterday, and they're like, oh, he's at 34, 35 pitches, and he's through 3 or whatever it was. And the next guy up swings at the first pitch, and he's out. And they're like, well, that'll help. I'm thinking to myself, man, if you're the Orioles, why aren't you making this guy throw more pitches? Why are you going up there swinging at first pitches when you know already that he is obviously rolling since he gave up that home run? Make him throw pitches, especially a guy that's walking like 3 guys a game at this point.
Yeah, it does boggle the mind a little bit. It was, I guess we saw why the Orioles are struggling as much as they are this year. And it kind of shocks me because I had them pegged as, you know, a dark horse to win the AL. It was an impressive outing from Priester. And let's face it, it's one that he needed because he's going to be one of those guys on the hot seat pretty soon.
Yeah, he is. One last one for you. Abner Uribe. Coming into the season, I'll be honest, I wasn't buying into it. I wasn't buying into it mainly because of the maturity issues we saw last year. Wasn't all in. This dude has been remarkable. He hasn't given up an earned run the entire month of May to this point. There's only been 2 games all season where he's given up a run or more. That has been a pleasant surprise, I think, if you're the Brewers.
Yeah, I think the best thing that could have happened to him, as much as it stunk at the time, was having to serve out that suspension during the opening weekend when the Brewers were just getting shelled, because I think it showed him how important it is for him to maintain his composure and what happens not just to him, but to his team when he's not available to go. I think that was a huge, and don't get me wrong, you know, it stunk from the team standpoint, but in terms of a young pitcher kind of learning his way, I think that was an incredible lesson for him to learn. And probably has played a pretty big role in the maturity and controlled emotions we're seeing from him this season.
He is Andrew Wagner. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Catch him again coming up on Thursday with the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Of course, brought to you by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee, at 10 a.m. on Thursday morning. Back on this show at 3:20 on Friday. And of course, on every leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, including tonight, Tommy Wirtz on the air. Getting you ready for game 2 between the Brewers and the Orioles comes up tonight at 5 o'clock. 90-minute pregame show this evening. Mr. Wagner, thank you so much.
Nothing puts me in a better mood than speaking to you for 20 minutes, Stephen.
Somebody asked Murphy about this whole Cheerio, and either ask Murphy about Cheerio and Yelich, or see if Jack Stern from BrewerFanatic.com has numbers to back up why in the world he's doing this. Because if anybody would have the analytics on it, it would be Stern.
I will do that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.